USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
America will remember this day, unfortunately, where the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities, where the Senate turned away from truth and went along with a sham trial.
His counterpart, Mitch McConnell, said in a statement there was no need for the Senate to reopen an investigation that the House chose to conclude. A final vote that is expected to end with President Trump's acquittal is expected on Wednesday, the day after the president gives the State of the Union address. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The TV executive, who was nicknamed the Man with the Golden Gut, has passed away. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Fred Silverman passed away Thursday at his home in Pacific Palisades at 82. The New York native ran CBS, ABC, and NBC at various times during the 1970s and 80s. He was responsible for some big hit lineups and for bringing things like All in the Family, Charlie's Angels, and Roots to the small screen. Silverman said in this interview, though, he always looked to spin-offs as a way to bolster his network's lineups.
That was the case of Laverne and Shirley, who first appeared on Happy Days. The Rhoda character was on Mary Tyler Moore for several years before she got her own series. The Jeffersons were a part of All in the Family. Going back before my time, Gomer Pyle was a part of Mayberry.
After those stints as a network boss, he later became a very successful TV producer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The president has signed an executive order to stop human trafficking. John Clemens reports.
The president's order would increase interagency cooperation to battle human trafficking.
My administration is putting unprecedented pressure on traffickers at home and abroad, and we are freeing innocent victims at every single turn.
Mr. Trump's order that marks the 20th anniversary of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act also establishes a task force that will have a focus on the growing number of missing and murdered American Indians, including Alaska Natives. That order creates a White House position to battle against traffickers that use websites and phone apps that are used to lure potential victims. I'm John Clemens.
A journalist is immortalized in a special way. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
One of the most recognizable faces in television news, former PBS anchor Gwen Ifill, started as a reporter in a predominantly white male journalism industry. Within years of her start, she was covering presidential campaigns for the biggest media organizations in the country. She's regarded as one of the most respected reporters of all time, and now she's on a stamp. The trailblazing reporter and anchor who died in 2016 was honored as the face of the U.S. Postal Service's 43rd Black Heritage Forever stamp. She joins Martin Luther King Jr., Ella Fitzgerald, and Jackie Robinson, whose faces all have been recognized with a forever stamp.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.